Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Share for Women, Share number 39. We started at the end of last year talking about Ayin Tova. To have a good eye towards Hashem, a good eye towards others, and a good eye towards yourself. And to boost our morale, and to look at ourselves in a positive light as Hashem looks at us in a positive light. To look at us with the Ayin Tova. We worry about Ayin Hara very often. And the first step is to look at everyone else with the Ayin Tova going forward. That is the tikkun. There are times where a person is down, or there are times where a person has great regrets, even spiritually, that holds them back. They're down, they're depressed, they're upset, and they do tshuva out of a bitterness. But there are set times for that. The rest of the day, it needs to be with simcha. If someone, his morale is low, he's hurting himself or herself. So it's very, very important to work on changing that whole mode of thinking, even if we thought about it this way for years. Our outlook to Hashem has to be different. To see the upside of things, to recognize the taiva within it. Same thing with Beit Adam L'Chaveiroi. So this concept, to be careful, because at times that we're tested, Hashem takes away some of our das, because otherwise we wouldn't have a test. And we have to regain that das. We have to regain that knowledge. We have to regain that perspective. Work very, very hard to see the truth. To see the truth within ourselves. To see the good. To start looking at people with an Ayin Tova. We see all the way from the beginning by Avraham Avinu and Ephraim, how Avraham Avinu had an Ayin Tova and Ephraim had an Ayin Ra. Ephraim was not happy with his lot. He always wanted to gain with someone having a disadvantage. And that was his downfall. Ephraim comes from the word Afar, but he used the negative aspects of Afar. The sadness, the laziness, the hardness. I'll just get what I can get and that's it. While Avram was happy with the Hatzlacha of the other. Avram was happy and having an Ayin Tova being Mashpia on people, spiritual wealth and physical wealth. You see, Aaron HaKohen had the same midah. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, your brother, will go across you, v'ra'acha v'samach b'liba, he will see you, he will rejoice in his heart. And Rashi says right there and then, loy kesh'ata sava shayim makbet alecha shata iludula, not like you think, or you thought, or you're worried, that he will be upset, that you became greater. So Hashem testified, Aaron HaKohen, his heart is full of joy, for his younger brother, that he became great. And the Medrash says if Aaron would have known that pasuk would be there, he would have embraced him with musical instruments he would have came across him with. So it's very, very important to be happy with the hatzlacha of the others. To be happy that your friend has better midos than you, naturally. That you weren't worthy, you had to work hard for, and they have it more naturally. It's easy to be jealous of that. We can't. We have to work on not being jealous of that. I'm happy that my friend has naturally better disposition than I am, that I have to work hard to get to where I need to be, and Baruch Hashem, he has it without that tircha. To be happy about it. Ayin Tova. Rav Moshe Cordovero says that a person that is happy that someone else kept a mitzvah or did a mitzvah, he'll have a chilek of that mitzvah itself, which is a tremendous revelation. To avoid Ayin Ra and to have Ayin Tova, a person has to believe in his own or her own nekuda. What does that mean, nekuda? The point. The point, the uniqueness of your own soul. The Rav Nachman Breslov says, this is in Likutei Maran Lamed Dalid, Ois Dalid. I'll translate, this is in Lashon Kodesh. Yesh b'chol echad miYisrael dava yokar. In every Jew there is something very precious. Shu b'chinas nekuda, which is a certain point, masha ein b'chaveray, which his friend or her friend does not have. That is a yesod. There is a unique aspect that only you have and no one else has. The Gemara talks about Abba Umna. Abba Umna was a doctor. He bloodlet, and the yeshiva of Shemayim visited him every single day. Abaya only had this Erev Shabbos. Rava only had this Erev Yom Kippur. Abaya felt bad. Abba Umna sees this entourage from Shemayim every day. And they told Abaya, you can't do what Abba Umna does. You can't do what he does. Abba Umna, because of tznius, he used to separate the men and women when he did the patients, and he had a special beged where he covered, made sure the women were covered when he let the blood. He was very extra careful with the tznius in that aspect of it, to be very, very careful. All of these things he did. Now, but Abaya said it felt bad, but it doesn't mean he mamish felt bad, because he was angry at Abba Umna, or he had a certain jealousy. But Abaya, when he had the tzitkus, when he saw the tzitkus of Abba Umna, that he had such a tzitkus that the Mesifta of Shemayim visited him every day, so Abaya felt that he was missing in his own Avaydus Hashem, compared to Abba Umna, because I only see this Erev Shabbos, he sees it every day. So he wanted to know, Abaya wanted to know, what does Abba Umna do that I am lacking? And Hashem told Abaya from Shemayim, "Le'matzis le'mevet ku'uvdei. You can't do like Abba Umna. That is the nekuda of Abba Umna. That's not yours." Even if Abaya tries, he can't do it. He's not meant to do what Abba Umna does, to be a doctor and watch himself that way and make that those gedarim. Abaya is meant to be in the base medrash, not to be mevaka chayla, not to be noyig in that tzniyistik away, not do all those things, and not see the mesifta rakia every single day. That's not his thing. That's not what he's here for. That's not Abaya's tafkid. That's not Abaya's shlichas. So very often when we're jealous of somebody else, of their even spiritual deeds or good midas or things that they have, and even if we are not the petty jealousy, but we really just want to strive to be more like them, which is healthy to want to emulate good behavior, there's no question about it, but to have a bad feeling about it and feel that you're lacking because of that, that's not a healthy thing. Abaya or Rava were not meant to do Abba Umna's work to heal the sick. Abba Umna was not supposed to learn like Abaya and Rava in the base medrash all day long. He was supposed to be a doctor. If Abba Umna would run into the base medrash and be there all day long, and Abaya and Rava, because they desire to see that heavenly meeting with Malachim every single day, that they want to be a doctor and be noyeg like Abba Umna, it wouldn't work. They would both lose. They would both lose because there wouldn't be an Abba Umna, there wouldn't be an Abaya, there wouldn't be an Arava. Their souls were in different roots with different potentials. The soul of Abaya and Rava was in to light the world with Torah, which we have in the Gemara today. That was their nekuda. And the role of Abba Umna was to be Mashlim himself as a doctor in the Derech of Tznius and the Derech of Chesed, and that was his Nekuda. That is the important point. Everyone has a unique ability, and a Mechanach needs to be aware of this, and everyone needs to be aware of it themselves. You have an interesting Gemara says similar. Rabbi Yosef asked another Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabba, Avucha b'maizor tfei, what was your father more careful with, in which mitzvah? So he answered, in this case, a mitzvah tzitzis, that he went up in a ladder and it tore, and he wouldn't move from his place until the tzitzis was fixed. And they ask on each Amora, what was your special thing? For some people, it was they kept Shalosh Shudas Shabbos. For some, for Rabbi Yehuda, it was Kavan and Tefillah. For Rav Huna, it was covering his head. For Rav Sheshes, it was the Mitzvah Tefillin. Each one answered differently. The Rupshitza said that his neshama comes from Mitzvah Sukkah. The whole year he was Isaac and Mitzvah Sukkah. He always mentioned the name Sukkah every single day. I think the B'nai Yisachar says that his Shoresh is Hanukkah, and he thought it was really dealing with Hanukkah most days. Nachman Bressel said to his Talmud Naftali, your name is Naftali, which is Isis of Tefillin, but nevertheless your Indian is Mitzvah Tzitzis, which is interesting. And this Rav Naftali, the Talmud of Rav Nachman, was Isaac and Mitzvah Tzitzis. And the same thing, it tore one day, he didn't move from his place until it was fixed. So everyone has their nekuda. You have to keep all the mitzvahs, but everyone has a unique aspect that they need to do themselves. So you don't make light of any mitzvah, but there's some that are special to you personally, and you need to find out what that is and use that the right way. Someone's a tremendous Baal Chesed. He's not meant to learn all day long in the Beis Medrash. Someone that's a big masmid and he's writing Svarim, he's not supposed to be running around all day doing chesed. Yes, someone who learns needs to perform chesed. Someone who does chesed needs to learn, but their ikker tafkid is what they're supposed to be doing, what their soul is there for. And we need to work on trying our best to find out what that soul calling is and ask Hashem for help for that, with that, or ask hadracha from mentors. This that you have, a gift that someone else does not have, is because Hashem gave it to you for a purpose. It's not yours. It's to be used and utilized. And when your friend has something that they have, don't be jealous of them. They have their own tafkid that they have to use. That is the idea. A person needs to know themselves and try to find out what their path is in life and not jump around all over the place, but to really see what their tchunas hanefesh is and use it to the fullest. And many people need hadracha and how to go about finding that. And never make fun of somebody else's nekuda. When you see you're in a certain level and you see someone that seems to be in a lower level, don't look at it that way. You know, people make that mistake. You know, they see someone in CVS by a cash register and they're not making that much money and they seem quote-unquote what people view as a lower class in society. No, that's what they're supposed to do. That's their tafkid. That's their specialty. That's what they're here for. They have their own role in life. They have their unique mission in life. We're very, very short-sighted when it comes to that. For some people, they were big in trying to answer Amin Yehei Shmei Rabba all the time. The other people that were big in saying Tehillim all day long. There are other people that were big in doing chesed with the women themselves. Each one according to their own abilities, according to their own talents, according to their own dispositions. And we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us find that nekuda. But this removes jealousy from our heart. When we become envious of other people, of what they seemingly have, or even in the ruchnistic talents that they have, that we don't have. If we don't have it, it's not a deficiency in us. If we don't have it, that means Hashem is saying, I'm not expecting this of you, I'm expecting something else of you. You're precious to me the way you are because I need you to serve me the way I created you for, to serve me with. I don't need someone else's avayda from you, I need your avayda from you. And that says everything. And that's really what it is. So each person, in their circumstance, wherever they are, to recognize they have their own special role in life, and they'll be besimcha, and they'll have goodness, and then they accept that role, and they understand it, use it to the fullest, ask Hashem for siyat d'shmaya, then they will experience true menuchas hanefesh. Bracha v'atzlacha.